So rent control. We have that at the top of the list because if you are obviously paying attention to what's going on in our communities, we have had rent control proposed in a number of communities in California. And won't be surprised if we see legislation that proposes changes to the state's Costa-Hawkins Act, which is our rent control provisions that set specific standards on cities, and attempts may be made there. Inclusionary zoning mandates for new construction. That bill has been attempted on numerous occasions, requiring rental property owners who build or builders and developers to make a specific number of units in their new buildings affordable. We will probably see legislation there. Section 8, it's currently, as Heidi pointed out earlier, still you are still allowed to voluntarily participate in the Section 8 program. We have seen legislation in the past that would ban that type of discrimination, in other words, require you to participate. Other states already do require property owners to participate, and we may see that here. We will see the new construction water submeter legislation return. And one bill that we didn't talk about but was negotiated last year was bed bug protocols. So setting a standard for the industry and for tenants on that very itchy topic of bed bugs. That bill was introduced last year. It didn't go too far, but we will see it again, I think, in 2016. We will also see the bill again on the prohibition of the use of criminal background checks. That's a hotly debated topic at the federal level. It's hotly debated amongst federal presidential candidates. We do already see some states already ban the use of the box or the question that is asked about criminal background checks, certainly in hiring, and we have that here in California. But we will no doubt see it again as it relates to housing. Indoor air quality, because we spent a lot of time on the pesticide issue this year, those who care about this issue will be back next year, probably attempting to ban some other types of products, like indoor foggers or those types of pest management tools. So again, that's just an educated guess. These are not absolutes, and these bills have not been introduced, but these are just things that we anticipate.